Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello, I'm Jill Firestone, and welcome to Everyday Decisions. This is a show where I talk to all kinds of people about the last 24 hours of their day to learn about how they do what they do. Our guest today is Christy Cello. She's a comedian who's known for her roast battles, and she's so funny. You've seen her on Comedy Central. You've seen her on Chris Gethard Presents. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Christy Cello. Let's begin. Basically, you're one of those people, and I've noticed this several times. You walk into a room, you walk into a space.
Yes.
The people in the space, their eyes go whoop. They go, their faces go whoop. Everything gets brighter.
Oh my God.
And so I am very curious to know how you conduct yourself throughout the day. Because you have managed to find some kind of niche in comedy that's kind of like the positive Christian comic. And I don't know how you've done it, but I want to know more. And I think it's only leading to more success.
That's so nice of you to say
that. Well, Christy, it's true. It's true. I saw it happen with my very eyes. Honestly, it's a beautiful thing. Okay, so Christy,
yeah.
It's like 4:42
yeah.
p.m. Okay. Yesterday was a Wednesday. What
yesterday
were we doing?
Yesterday was a Wednesday. I slept in.
Till 4?
Which is a rare. Oh, starting at 4?
Don't worry about it. Let's start with there, okay?
So I was starting in the morning.
Yeah, well, sure. That's fine. Yeah, that feels better. It feels healthier. Yeah. Okay, so we started in the morning.
And I slept in a little bit because I took a melatonin the night before.
What does that mean for you, sleeping in?
9:30.
Oh, wow. So you're a really high-functioning person.
Yes.
Okay.
I like to wake up early. I don't like to sleep in. If I sleep in, I feel like I'm wasting a day.
And 9:30 is sleeping in for you.
That is.
Okay. So you get up at 9:30. You feel like you feel terrible or?
I felt really good because I think my body needed the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And my body was saying, thank you, Christy. And I was like, you're welcome. And I felt really good. And then I usually start my day by getting a bagel.
Every day?
I mean, I'm trying to cut back.
Every day is a bagel?
Genuinely, it used to be like every day.
What, the same thing?
A bagel in the morning. Yeah.
What is it?
Like an everything bagel toasted with scrambled eggs.
What?
I know.
And you get that, you go out for that?
I do.
You get dressed?
I will usually just throw on a pair of sweatpants. Not like dressed for my day, but dressed to get the bagel.
Put on a bra?
No.
No bra?
I love that. It's like the best part of my day. Sitting with my titties hanging at the bagel place. I love it.
And they know you.
Oh, they know me and they love me. You gotta befriend the people that work at the bagel place.
How do they greet you?
Hey!
Okay, so I'm glad I asked. Okay, so you get a toasted everything bagel with scrambled eggs, and you just eat it like a sandwich?
Eat it like a sandwich. But it does vary, though. Sometimes I'll get a cinnamon raisin. Sometimes I get, like, a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Cinnamon raisin, you're still doing the scrambled eggs?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Okay, so then you eat that.
Yes.
In the bagel spot. You don't
I do. I usually like to eat it there. They play music I enjoy, like Mumford and Sons music. I don't think that's made for anywhere else but the bagel place, and I really like it. And I use that time to kind of scroll through my phone.
Oh, that's your scrolling time.
Yeah.
And you don't scroll the rest of the day.
No, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do, but I don't like to wake up and look at my phone right away.
So you wait till you get to the bagel place?
Usually, yes.
That's good.
That's the goal. Thank you.
And anything to drink, or it's just a bagel going down?
I used to always get a Diet Peach Snapple.
Because
it's my favorite drink.
Uh-huh.
This is just really about how I'm not very healthy.
No, I love it.
But I've switched to orange juice with no pulp.
You don't do coffee?
I don't drink coffee. I can't have caffeine.
What?
If I If I have caffeine, I will physically feel heart palpitations. And it's too much for me.
This is a mind-blowing interview. Okay, so you don't have caffeine. Okay.
I cannot.
Okay, you cannot.
Not even like I do not. I physically
cannot.
I think I'll explode. I can't have it. I can have like an iced coffee. I like the flavor of coffee.
But you can't.
Cannot have the caffeine. It will fuck me up.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so you start with an OJ.
I like to start with a flavored juice, like an OJ or a Snapple.
No,
because I drink a lot of water.
Flavored juice. That's
like a flavor. Like I can't have water first thing.
But so that water would be a non-flavored juice.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And I don't really drink soda.
Right.
But I do drink a lot of water throughout the day.
You do. How much are we thinking? A liter?
Easily.
Easily a liter.
Easily a liter throughout the day. I love it.
That's good. I say on average I have about a glass.
No.
I mean, honestly, I think I could be about 2 inches more.
Are you serious?
I think I'm in my raisin state.
Do you just forget?
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I had a glass of water today.
Oh, my God.
I had one. This is not about me. Okay, so then, so you...
Wow.
Okay, so we're still at breakfast.
Yeah.
So you scroll.
Mm-hmm. I will scroll, check my email, check my Instagram,
uh-huh.
my Twitter,
uh-huh.
my Facebook. I have a secret family group on my Facebook.
That's very
sweet. My sisters and my parents, and we post a lot in our secret family group.
So now what time is it?
I'd say 11.
Oh, you're really there for a while.
I'm there for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting... The bagel place I'm envisioning has to be rearranged because I'm thinking of a grab-and-go place, but you got a table.
There's only like 7 tables.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty much a revolving door. It's pretty easy to get a table there. Not on the weekends because they're crowded.
Okay.
But during the week, I can always sit, and I like to sit.
That's very...
I like to sit.
I love that image.
I like to really just sit in the space.
So it's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Going back to my apartment.
Yeah.
And this is when I'd usually get ready to, like, start my day.
So what's that mean exactly?
That means either take a shower. No, lately I've been showering at night. So this would mean doing my hair,
mm-hmm.
putting on a little makeup,
mm-hmm.
wearing my clothes for the day, and very strategically picking out my outfit for the day so it can transition from, you know, day wear to night wear.
You like a transition?
I love a I need a transition.
You have something special for night?
I like... I just need to be aware, like, if I have an audition and I need to look a certain way, do I want to wear that outfit to my show at night? Probably not. So I might need to bring, like... you know, a blazer to throw over.
Okay.
Or sneakers if I don't want to wear my heels to a show, which I don't like to do.
Okay, so you're really planning. You got a plan.
I got a plan because I live in Astoria.
Oh, yeah, so you got to really.
I got to pack a bag.
We're talking about a backpack or we're talking about a duffel?
We're talking about a discreet backpack that's not huge.
What do you mean by
a reasonable backpack?
Like a flat one?
Yeah.
Like
if you saw me coming, you wouldn't be like, okay, backpack.
Okay.
Like, you would just see a person, just with something on her back, a little something.
And at this point, you're fed, you're juiced, and
I'm
then...
I'm fed, I'm juiced.
And then you go out, and let's say yesterday, what'd you do?
Yesterday, I went to one of my least favorite spots in New York City, Times Square.
Oh.
I went to Times Square, and I don't enjoy it like I used to.
You used to.
Oh, I used to. I used to go there for fun.
No.
I did.
What did you do there?
I've been here
for fun. Bubba Gump?
No, I didn't do. I just looked. Looked and appreciated. And I would just look up around me at the buildings. I would think about my life, where I wanted to go, who I was.
Oh my God.
I'm honestly being genuine. I used to love going to Times Square.
Cuz
it represented
chills.
Like New York City's endless possibilities.
Oh my God. Okay, yes. And so you...
But that's not the case anymore.
What changed?
I think I've become a little jaded.
No.
In my New York City experience.
No, when did it happen?
I'm 16 years in. Honestly, this year.
No. This year's what did it to you?
You know, I do love the city very, very much. Times Square in particular, I can do without. Times Square has changed so much. It used to be cool. Like, were you here when they had, like, the Virgin record store?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Before they put a fucking Forever 21.
Well,
it's
rest
like
in
it
peace.
Used to be,
yeah,
like, a cool place.
But now it's just it's
now
just
it's
shops.
Just like a tourist
a bunch
trap
of,
and too, yeah, many people and
watch
you can't get
stores,
anywhere. So I don't like going. But I had to go yesterday because I needed to get props
in Times Square.
In Times Square, because I did a show last night, uh-huh, for Chris Gethard,
yes,
and on public access. And ironically enough, my show was an ode to New York City, uh-huh, so I bought those Statue of Liberty.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you were preparing. That was the first thing you thought, I'm going to prepare for the show tonight.
Yeah, it was the day of the show, so yeah. I really didn't have much. I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
And I said, oh, now's the time I got to get prepared. So I needed to get these props, so I went and I bought the props that I needed.
Okay, so you got these props, and then,
yeah,
and at this point, do you kind of, for something like that, that's an hour-long show, right?
Yeah.
Hour-long televised show.
Yeah.
At this point in your mind, are you like, I figured this out. I know what the show is going to be.
Yes and no.
Okay.
The normal answer in my life is, oh, yes, yes, because I feel very prepared.
Would you say you're a type A?
1,000%.
Really?
Yes.
You ever miss a show? You ever forget about a show?
You know, maybe, but with good reason.
Okay.
Like, I must have had a lot going on.
Okay.
And I don't even feel that bad because I really do, like, I'm very type A and I have OCD.
Okay.
And that makes me, like, you know, very meticulous in my,
yeah,
planning.
So you're, okay, so at this point you've got the props.
Yeah.
And now where do you go?
I went back to my apartment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're going back. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So normally I don't go, normally I'm out for the day.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday I really did, because I had that show at night, I felt I needed to do preparation to get my mind and body to where I wanted it to be for
the
show.
So what's that? What is that?
So I went back to my apartment, and one of my roommates was home, and she's actually never usually home because she usually works, but she was working from home.
Uh-oh.
She's delightful, but okay. I was also like, I really wanted that alone time,
yeah,
in the apartment.
Yeah.
So that put a little bit of a damper in my plan. I think the first thing I did was I just reviewed everything and made sure I knew it. And I like to do everything in chunks. Like, I'll look at my stuff. Do I know this?
Oh.
And then I'll take a little break and watch a little TV.
Okay. Oh, man, this is so good. Okay, so you, what are you watching?
Okay, I'm watching three shows.
Mm-hmm.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, still?
It's my favorite.
It's just plot now. It's horrible.
It's
new episodes?
Yes, the new season.
Oh,
Law and Order Special Victims Unit. It's my favorite show of all time.
You know, my my friend had a make-a-wish,
yeah,
and her make-a-wish was to be a rapist on Law and Order SVU.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they wouldn't let her.
I like how she didn't want to be the victim.
No,
she
wanted to be the perpetrator. Have you ever gone to audition for Law and Order SVU?
No, and honestly, I'm mad about it.
Why not?
Really,
what's your agent doing?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
I think you could at least be Friendly Grocer. You know?
Thank you.
That's messed up.
That would be the thrill of my life.
Okay, so Law and Order SVU, insane. Okay, and what else?
A Million Little Things on ABC.
What is it?
It's this show. It's so, I'm surprised I like it. It's so dramatic, but it's like this guy in the show kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
First episode.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh boy, oh boy. And then it's like all his friends and family are left to pick up the pieces, and they're piecing together kind of why he did it.
Okay.
And all this drama kind of ensues, and things are revealed. So I'm into it. It's like a soap opera, and I'm into it.
And I am so curious to hear the third show.
You don't want to know. It
I
gets
do.
Worse. I'm not proud
what
that
is
I
it?
Like it.
What is it?
Grey's Anatomy.
Still?
I know. It's like once I'm invested in something, I'm loyal.
I just turned that on briefly, and all of the actors looked so old.
It's so bad.
They shouldn't be doctors.
It's really bad. The show is not good. I don't know. If you're listening, don't watch it. Nobody should watch that show.
It's a very interesting pick of shows. These are all hour-long investments.
I don't like to watch comedy.
No, I mean, who's?
It's like, what, am I going to watch comedy in my off time to laugh? No, thank you.
Nobody laughs anymore. And so, okay, so you watch a little bit of TV.
Yeah, I need to do, like, brainless activity intermixed with my brain-full activity.
Yes. And this is taking you how? This will take a couple hours, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'll watch like an episode or two. I try to limit it to two episodes.
Uh-huh.
I called my girlfriend Julia.
Mm-hmm.
She made her late night debut this week.
Oh, so you had to.
We got to talk about it, and and it was very exciting. Talk about everything. I knew the outfit she was gonna wear. We had to talk about, oh my God, and then she made the mistake of going on the YouTube, reading the comments.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why'd you do it? You know, and then it's one of those things where, like, you know, it's hard to not do it, but we had a discussion about that for a while. Just like, you know, we kind of got deep into, like, you know, being a woman and comedy and what that's like. And I didn't expect it to happen yesterday, this deep talk we had.
Are you a phone talker?
I love a phone call. I love even more a FaceTime.
It was anybody?
Yeah.
Hiya.
So you don't FaceTime?
I would not accept a FaceTime from almost anybody. My closest friends, I think, I text them. I said, why are you FaceTiming me? I can't believe it.
Wait, why don't you want to look at them?
I don't know. I just can't. I can't do it. I can barely talk on the phone. I really don't know why anybody. I always assume somebody's dead.
Did that happen once?
Yeah, sure. Okay. But I think that, yeah, like, that's, you know,
sure.
There's a beautiful moment in Moonstruck.
Yes.
Have you seen it, where Olympia Dukakis is woken up in the middle of the night and she just says, who died? And I think about that quite a bit. But I always think, I always hope if someone's FaceTiming me, it's not to say someone's dead. But you never know with this.
FaceTime,
with
that would
options.
Be the worst way to, I'd rather a phone call than a FaceTime
for that. Yeah.
But I do like to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
With my close, I mean, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable to FaceTime with anyone, I don't think. But I don't FaceTime with just anyone. It's usually just my close friends, my parents, my sisters, my close friends, my boyfriend.
Can I, just the way you phrased that, it did seem like your parents are your close friends. Are they? Would you say your parents are some
honestly,
of your closest friends?
Yes, I would.
I love that.
I'm very... I didn't even realize it came out like that. I really do love my parents. They're good friends of mine. We go way back.
So you talk on the phone with your girlfriend, Julia.
Yep.
You guys have a deep conversation.
Yeah.
At this point, where are we?
At this point, I think I'm around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, at that point. I mean, you must be hungry.
I was hungry.
Of course you are.
You know what I made?
I
don't like to cook.
Okay.
And I don't, and I avoid it.
Okay.
At all costs. But I made tortellini.
Really?
I made some tortellini, Buitoni tortellini, and I put some pesto on it.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, Christy. It was really good. I love tortellini.
You like a little filled?
Yeah, I eat the whole thing. I mean, they don't come in huge things, but I'll put the whole thing in there. I'll eat the whole thing up.
It's a nice noodle.
I love cheese in it. Cheese, the pesto. I'm new to pesto, but I can't really have, like, the red sauce that much. It gives me acid reflux.
Okay.
So I like the pesto now. It's a little bit better for me.
Okay.
So I ate that. I really enjoyed it and just had water with it because I already had my juice.
Okay, so this is at this point. I mean, you told me you drank a lot of water, but from this day, it seemed like you've only had a glass.
I know. You know what? I always have water or liquid on me at all times.
Like this.
Right now, I have my vitamin water. This is the only juice I've had today.
Okay.
because I've been having water all day.
Okay, so this is a juice.
You'll never find me without a water.
Okay.
At the next show, you see me. I'll have a water in my bag for sure.
Okay, so then, at this point, you're eating, and you eat dinner alone, or you have...
I eat it alone, and yeah. I don't like to talk to anyone when I eat.
Really? Really?
I mean, if I can avoid it, it's like I'm eating. Like, why? I don't understand why dinners or meals are meant to be social.
You don't like that?
No. I think we should just get in and get out.
Whoo!
You know, just eat your food. It's like, I don't want, because then one person ends up talking more than the other person, and that person's food's getting cold.
It's true.
And then you're like, okay, well, if I want to tell you the story, but I want to eat my food, so I'm not going to be the one talking. So then you just, you know, I like to be the listener. I'll be the listener. But I don't want to be the talker.
Okay, so you prefer that. You're eating alone.
I love to eat alone. Love to eat alone.
And are you scrolling for the dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're scrolling for the dinner.
Not proud of it, but I'll scroll.
If it's not destroying your life, I'd say scroll ahead, you know? And so at this point you're fed, you had your water.
Yep.
Now, are you getting nervous at all for this show?
A little bit. And I've done the show a few times, but mm-hmm. this one I unexpectedly went away last week. And it cut into this time where in my mind I was going to be rehearsing.
Okay.
To be honest with you, and here's a crazy thing, I'd rather be underprepared than overprepared for anything.
I think that's a true trick of comedy. I mean, I think that if you're too prepared, where's the surprise?
That's very true.
Yeah.
And I've learned that the hard way in my life.
Sure.
And I think that maybe I had to go away because God was like, Christy, you got to be less prepared.
Yeah, it's not theater.
Yeah.
It's comedy.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So I was feeling like a little, I don't even know, I guess a little nervous, but like it was more just like an awareness of like, well, this is going to be what it's going to be. And I'm going to like have the most fun I could have, but kind of accepting like not really know what direction it was going to go in.
I think we're all very on the edge of our seats to know how this show went. But before that, so the show's at 11, right?
Show's at 11.
What time are we at now?
After dinner, after everything, maybe we're at like 6 or 7.
Okay. And at this point, are you looking for a sweet treat?
At this point, no, because I packed my bag with granola bars. And I knew I packed my bag with granola bars and a thermos with water, and I brought it with me to the studio.
Oh, how many granola bars?
3. I remember thinking, well, a friend might ask me for one, so I better have one to give them, and I knew I'd want 2.
Oh, jeez, that's the best detail I ever heard. And a thermos of water.
Yep.
Wow.
I went to the show. I went to the show like that, and I treated myself, which I shouldn't have, to an Uber.
Oh, good.
I was like, you know what, Christy, enjoy this Uber. I had a lot of shit, and I was like, I don't want to go on the train.
No.
So I packed my bags of stuff, got in the Uber, and got to the venue at like 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Got there early.
And at this point, are you practicing or are you, you're...
Yeah, but I think, honestly, I think it's more so for, like, the tech people to, like, run everything they need to do, which is, like, a huge part of it. So it's, like, just being available, you know, to test everything out.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're nervous for a show, and it seems like maybe you're just a little nervous for this one.
Yeah.
Do you think that people around you know, or are you going to keep it inside?
I keep it inside.
And you keep it nice and positive outside.
Correct. Always.
And this is something you've learned through the years, or this is something you're just natural at?
I think I'm natural at it, but I have like an awareness of this year. So I'm also, I identify as being like an empath.
Okay, that's good to know.
I'm very empathetic and like very...
Did you take that test?
It's like a psycho.
Did you take
a test? What test?
The test has been going around?
No.
People have been getting surprisingly low scores.
You have to send it to me.
I will.
It just, it's like, how empathetic are you?
Yeah. And it's out of 80. And believe me, nobody I know has gotten above a 60.
Really?
Nobody I know.
I bet you I'm going to be the one.
I would love to see
what
you get.
I am so sensitive to energy and people around me. Like, if you were to tell me a sad story, I will start to cry.
Oh,
and not
geez.
Being like, not even truly not trying to be like a scene stealer, but I get, I'll feel it in my body.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's an empath.
I get goosebumps all over my body. And I'll physically like take on whatever that person's like feeling.
So because you're an empath, you try to make it so that other people don't leak onto other people.
Yeah.
Now let me just to paraphrase what's happened so far.
Yeah,
so basically, this has been a big day, and it doesn't even seem like that much. It really is, you know, like you kind of zoomed about, but you've mostly stayed to yourself.
Yeah.
Now do you seem to thrive? It seems to give you the energy.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I am so social.
Mm-hmm.
I love being social. I'll be the life of the party. But when that party's done, I need to physically, like, retreat in a cocoon.
Wow.
And be alone. I cherish my alone time so much.
And you never get bored of yourself?
Never.
I just started watching The Crown. I got so bored of myself.
I'd watch The Crown. I think that's just The Crown. This season's not a great season. Claire Foy's not on it. I'm not happy about it.
But I really respect that. I think that does kind of, I think especially for a performer that's essentially with themselves on stage, you really do have to be comfortable with yourself, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm. I love to like journal.
Oh.
I don't think I journaled yesterday. I journaled this morning, but I'll like journal. If anything, I should probably get out of my head.
But
that's why I try to stage my TV time, because then I get out of my head.
Yeah. It seems like you've really figured it out. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you need to say how old you are, but it definitely seems like you're no longer 21.
No, I'm 34. And it was in my 30s when I like started to be like,
well, yeah,
figure out this shit.
Well, yeah.
And I'm still figuring it out.
Well,
but
certainly, but it just seemed like you figured out quite the balance. Okay, so then we do the show.
Yeah.
And how, I mean, I guess on a letter grade scale, how'd you feel?
I think it was, I'm a harsh critic, so I'm going to give it a B+.
Okay, what about for the audience, though? What do you think the audience would give it?
I think the audience would give it an A because they're like just a nice audience. And
I think they
give everything an A.
Every time I've seen you do a show, I thought A+. A+. I mean, if you haven't seen it, it's Christy, bitch. Ooh, you're missing out to big time. I got chills during
you
said it's Christy, bitch, in the middle of the show. Oh, I did. I got goose pops for sure. Okay, so then you do the show. Do you feel relieved?
Felt a huge sense of relief. I felt really, really happy too. Like I flubbed majorly at the beginning. But I was really proud of myself that I didn't let the flub affect the way I did everything else.
Yeah, like Jimmy Fallon at the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, I was so proud. I felt so happy. My sweet boyfriend, who, it's a new exciting thing for me to have a boyfriend, came to the show and is so supportive, and he was there, and I loved how excited he gets by it.
Whoa.
So that makes
me very
happy.
Sounds like a good match. Oh, yeah.
So that made me happy, and we always like debrief after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk like favorite parts, like parts we didn't like. Like we'll like, you
Is
know,
he a
go
comic
through
too?
It. No, he's a okay. normal. He works for JetBlue.
That's great. I love to hear that. Okay, so then you do go home together.
He dropped me off because he drives.
Oh, my God. Chrissy, you've really found the man of our dreams. Okay, so he dropped you home.
He dropped me home in Astoria. And it was funny. We went to go over the RFK Bridge, and it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to take this massive detour to go back over the Queensboro. It took us a while to get home. And I was nervous because I really had to pee. And it was that thing where before I left, I was like, I should go. But I was like, I can hold it till I get home.
Uh-oh.
And let me tell you, that almost didn't happen.
Okay.
But I was really also proud that I made it home to pee.
Yeah.
And he just said goodnight, and then he left, and then I could not sleep. I was up for, I was, after a show, there's a lot of adrenaline for me. It takes me a while to come off of it. So I was scrolling on the phone.
Okay.
I was just scrolling hard on Instagram, peeping everything. I see it all for hours.
Okay, and commenting or liking or?
I'm generous with the likes and the comments. Yeah. You know, I'm liking it all.
Spreading the love,
I'm spreading the love. Yeah. Everyone gets a heart.
Okay. Okay, and then you finally get to bed?
And then, yeah, I finally fell asleep. Oh, my God, I want to say 3 in the morning?
Oh.
It was a late one for me. I didn't get home until 1:45 or something. So I did get home late, and then it's like a process. I have a very very, what's the word I'm looking for? Involved nighttime routine.
Unless, what would that be?
It's, I'm a bit, I mentioned I have the OCD before.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a bit of like a germaphobe type.
Okay.
So I get home, always the first thing I do, wash my hands, wash them like I'm going into surgery.
Okay.
I mean, elbow, soap up the elbow, everything. And then what I like to do is I take a little sanitizer and I'll sanitize my phone. Immediately, because the phone gets germy.
Yeah.
You're touching it all day.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
I sanitize my phone every night before I go to bed. Sanitize it. Take my pills. Mm-hmm. Take some vitamins. Take my birth control. Take my OCD.
Okay. Right before bed. Just have it all kick in the nighttime.
When I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. I really should switch that up.
Yeah, who knows to say.
I didn't really think about that. So at least when I'm sleeping, I'm not being OCD. But, and then it's funny, Joe, because I used to have a skincare routine that I did. But you know what? I recently stopped doing it because my skin is getting so dry. And ever since I stopped taking care of my skin, it's looked better.
Okay.
I stopped getting pimples.
You don't touch your skin.
I don't touch it. You know what? I'll take a shower. I'll let the water hit it.
You take a shower at night.
Yes, I like to take a shower at night because I rinse the day off me. And I like to get in bed with a clean body.
Okay. Okay, so at this point you're clean, you're in your little bed.
Yeah.
Covers are up.
Yeah. I'm scrolling in the dark.
And you're scrolling in the dark.
I'm scrolling in the dark. Yeah, I'm just illuminated by my phone. It's pitch, it's dark.
Wow.
Like a dark room. Scrolling until I feel my eyes like fight to stay open. And then I'll shut down all my apps.
Yeah.
And then I'll put my phone away. And I'll close my little eyes. There I go off to dreamland.
And that's it.
It's a nice little day.
Well, I'm experimenting. This might be the thing to go on.
Okay.
But if you could recommend people do one thing, one specific thing.
Yeah.
With their day, just try to do it. That you do that you like.
Okay, I know it.
What?
But I didn't say it to you. So it might seem like I'm making it up, but I really do this.
Okay.
So I talked about how I journal.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound so cheesy, and the people at home aren't going to believe me.
They are walking around on the streets, kind of jumping up and down, ready to hear it. They say, please, Christy, please. Please, Christy, please.
They're all singing. People say to do it, and I've listened, and it works. I write down things I'm grateful for. I try to do 5 a day.
5 a day.
I keep a gratitude journal, and I'm just very mentally aware of what I'm thankful for that day.
Oh.
And it helps me a lot in life.
And you look back at them from before?
All the time.
Oh, Christy, that's a great tip.
Thanks. I think it works for me, and I do suggest people do it.
Wow. Christy, it's you know, I do wonder how people get through the day, and you've been very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Really? This has been so fun.
Do you have any plugs? Would you like to plug anything, your social media or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I'm at Christy Cello, and as you know, I'm always on the gram, so I'm generous with the likes, too. If you friend me, I'm going to like your photos. So, yeah, and come see shows.
And you post about them on Instagram?
On Instagram or ChristyChello.com.
You go find it. You see it. Come and you're going to
see my shows.
You're not going to regret it. It's honestly, it's bliss.
Thank you.
B-L-I-S-S. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.